Episode 8, Series 8, All the 8s, 88. Welcome to Soul Sisters with me, Claire Solon.
And me, Georgie Crawford.
This is the podcast that guarantees plenty of aha moments and lovely white smiles. And that's with thanks to our favourite toothpaste, Colgate Max White Ultra. We love partnering with them because we've seen the results and it really does whiten your teeth in just 3 days. Colgate Max White Ultra is available in Dunnes, Tesco, Super Value and pharmacies nationwide.
All this season, we've been asking you to send in your reviews for Colgate Max White Ultra. And I got this brilliant message this week from Annabelle, who said, I recently bought myself some Colgate Max White Ultra and couldn't believe how quickly I was getting through it. Then one morning I walked in and my husband, John, was helping himself. I was angry, but then quite happy that both of us have lovely white teeth. And after listening to the podcast today, I've sent him off to Dunnes to get some more.
Actually a win after all that.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much, Annabelle. And don't forget to keep your reviews coming in. I will say that I was in Dunnes myself this week and saw Colgate half price. And I did smile to myself as I lingered around the Colgate aisle for a while.
Waiting to see if you get recognised in the Colgate aisle.
Didn't bump into John. We must be in a different Dunnes. So yeah, Colgate Max White Ultra is half price in Dunnes until future notice.
Woof, what's going on, Pappy?
There's dogs, there's high maintenance as the rest of them.
Pappy on the podcast.
If it's not Tally, if it's not Pia, if it's not Jamie, it's the dog.
Yeah, they all want a piece of you, don't they?
Oh my God, it's non-stop.
It's nuts. So what is going on? Oh, well, this time last weekend, I was packing my bag because I was heading back to Dublin and I was meeting my friend Amy. It was her birthday last week and now we're in our 40s. It seems like, I don't know, we weren't massive celebrate our birthdays together kind of gals. We all met in DCU when we have we've stayed strong for 20 years and some. And Amy mentioned that it was her birthday. And I was like, do you know what? I haven't been back home for a while and it's a good opportunity to get into the Dublin scene and see what's going on. So we did it the right way. We went out early last Sunday. It was Bank Holiday Sunday for all you Irish folk. And we made sure to get in before the rush of the VHI Women's Mini Marathon. Mm-hmm. Because obviously those ladies were going to be doing their 10K and then looking for a nice pint in a pub somewhere. So I'll tell you what we did. I was so proud of myself because I planned where we were going, even though I'm a Londoner at this stage. So the first recommendation I have for you this episode, we're only 5 minutes in, is Big Fan or Big Fans. Let me just check on me little wee Google on Anger Street. It is a Chinese restaurant, Big Fan. It is outstanding. Like, I had sent a friend of mine to Big Fan purely from, I think I just did a bit of Googling and I'd given him this recommendation, having not gone myself. So now it was my turn to experience it. So authentic, like something. In fact, the girl who went with my mate said it was the most authentic Chinese experience she'd had other than China.
Wow, what did you guess?
Well, the most incredible prawn toast. Well, first of all, we started with margaritas, spicy margaritas. And then we had an array of sharing plates. So there was really spicy, like a beef carpaccio. There was greens, delicious greens. There was prawn toast. There was dumplings. Oh, everything that you could imagine. And my friend Lisa came along, who's a soul sister. Hi, Lisa. And Lisa sat down and she had made her way in on a scooter. She arrived and she was like, hey, me and my midlife crisis are here. Good to see you girls. One of these big, huge scooters and her helmet. So she sat down and she's like, I'm not absolutely gone on Asian cuisine, but I'm here for it. By the end, total convert.
I love over ordering in a restaurant.
It was superb.
I was thinking of you last Sunday and I was like, is she day drunk right now? What's she up to?
Well, do you know what? I was saying to Amy, and this is more a reflection on me rather than what we were doing last Sunday. I drank more water that day than I would normally drink. And it kind of just reminded me that my water consumption while sober needs to up its game.
So you were drinking water out of fear.
Literally one for one. Sip for sip. So after there, I had booked two cocktail bars and I again had found these on Instagram and they're speakeasies. So one is Il Silencio and it's in a little door in a restaurant just beside Peter's Pub.
So did you all hop on the scooter then and skedaddle off to the cocktail?
She brought the scooter in. She's like, have you got anywhere for me to put my scooter? And your mom was like, yeah, we can put it over here. And then finally, we ended our evening in a speakeasy off Grafton Street called Blind Pig. And what you do is there's a telephone, like at what looks like a New York City public telephone. You pick it up and you dial the number, which you have from your email confirmation. And you say, I hope I'm not giving away any secrets here, Blind Pig. You say, I'm here for an old lady's funeral. The door opens, like proper prohibition vibes, and you go in. It's so weird. You walk in by all of, if you ever wonder where all the rubbish from around Grafton Street goes and the dumpsters, you know the way in New York, they'd be down an alley. These are all hidden and concealed in alleys behind the buildings. So you walk in through all the dumpsters and then you go up a stairs and then you say the same thing at the next door. I'm here for an old lady's funeral. Shutter opens and then she brings you in.
I need to get out more.
I think you do. Yeah.
I need to go further than my French cheese bar.
You do.
So during the week, I put up a recipe on my Instagram. Oh, Jesus, Claire. Speaking of good, delicious food, I was influenced by you. What's the word? Blending up tomatoes, cucumbers and all your bits and bobs in your kitchen. So I made a dip, which is extra virgin olive oil, Parmesan cheese, chilies, oregano, salt and pepper. Anything else major in there? Garlic and basil.
What a combo.
So I made it. I was like, oh my God, I couldn't stop eating it. I was like, Jamie, taste this. I got gorgeous like sourdough bread. And then Jamie said, we should throw this over pasta later. So we made like fresh pasta, lobbed it all over the top and sat down. Loads more Parmesan cheese, add it all up. Delicious. It's on my Instagram.
That's delicious. I will go straight there afterwards. I have been introduced to a lady called Lisa Tully. Now, Lisa Tully is an animal intuitive. She's a healer and she heals animals, dogs, cats. She used to work with horses. She does all of her work remotely. And in a strange twist of fate, Lisa was in London because she comes over to London and cat sits for trusted house sitters. And I met her for coffee and I was looking for someone to look after Vivian for me last weekend. And she said, I have nowhere to stay that weekend. So in a beautiful alignment, she came to the rescue of my cat, who, by the way, was very sick. Do you remember I told you about her being at the emergency vet? She came to stay with Vivian for 2 days, healed her spiritually, cosmically, physically, while I was doing damage to myself over in Dublin. And I said to Lisa, look, I would really love to do a session with you. Could we do a session? So we did a session yesterday. Now, what Lisa does is, Lisa, and I want you, if you're listening to this and you're thinking to yourself, this is bananas, I want you to just open your mind for a moment. I want you to imagine that what you believe to be true may not be. Lisa and I sat down on Zoom yesterday and she had tuned into Vivian. So what happens first is she goes through the human element of what your cat wants to tell you. Let me just read you some of what Vivian wanted to say. Claire can get swayed by thoughts and opinions of others more than she realises. And although she is stronger as she gets older, she still has that energy in her body. It becomes like a poison. This is an old, old pattern that's coming up to be released. And then Vivian asked Lisa to look up Louise Hay's book for emotions, The Emotional Cause Behind Vomiting. It's a violent rejection of ideas and fear of the new. So what basically Lisa was saying was, Vivian being so ill last week was processing the stuff that was coming up for me. Next, Claire is a pure soul who's been misunderstood for most of her life. When things go wrong in terms of her relationships, she internalizes it and she takes on way more than is her fair share. I want her to build more resilience and start handing back to others their part, their share, their responsibility. She needs to revisit past relationships and reframe what's actually hers. So if you reckon in your life, familial, professional or personal relationships that you think went wrong and perhaps you took more onus on yourself and the blame, and
yeah,
maybe it's in your body still.
Mm.
The advice from Vivian, my incredible cat, and Lisa was to journal and hand it back to them. So that will free up more energy and confidence for you to open yourself up to new relationships. So write a letter to the people, hand back what you believe is not yours, and then burn it.
Ooh, burn it.
Mm.
Whoa.
And whoa. She finished with this. When you never truly own your abilities, how can you expect other people to own them for you?
And when you say, like, for handing someone back something on paper and then burning it, what are you handing back? What do you say in that situation?
So I suppose if I look back at some professional relationships where I didn't, like, we didn't get on very well.
Yeah.
You know, I've talked about the fact that, you know, in times gone by, I've had trouble with bosses most of my life. And that is because maybe the way it's ego stuff on both sides, but it's the way that we communicated was wrong. So then maybe if bosses didn't like me or didn't connect with me, I would take all that on myself. It's completely my fault.
There's something wrong with me.
Yeah, I'm not good enough. I'm looking for validation. And then, of course, we know when we go looking for validation, cap in hand, that is not going to, it's not going to happen for you. People are going to hate you more, actually, when you come being real needy, looking for validation. So what I should have done in those relationships gone by is stand in my own power. Do and follow my own path. I always have looked for validation from other people, always.
So in the ritual of writing it down and handing it back, like, what are you writing down?
Dear boss.
Okay.
For the 3 years that we spent together, we didn't get on. Here is what I believe is the reason for that. A, B, C. I believe this belongs to me. I believe I was arrogant. I believe I was needy. I believe I was very capable of doing the job, and I believe you should have treated me differently.
Ooh, interesting.
Here's your stuff. Here's my stuff.
Burn. Interesting. I'd love to know if that actually unburdens you by burning it.
That's the thing, though. You see, you get it down on paper, so it's out of your body.
Mm.
It's out of your mind. It's out of your energy. It's committed to paper. And then when you're finished doing it, you burn.
Do you know what? I sometimes, when I'm feeling kind of overwhelmed at home, I run around and hop in the steam room in Westwood. I know that sounds probably mad, but I go there to do my best thinking. And this week I was like, I need to just run around. I also am like suffering really badly from hay fever. So I just felt like I needed to release. So I ran around and I was sitting there. And in that moment, sometimes I'm not the person who needs to write down things I'm grateful for. Like, the gratitude comes along throughout the day for me. Mm-hmm. And I'll just be sitting at the traffic lights and I'll be like, thank God for this, thank God for that. Anyway, something happened and I was grateful. I said like, oh, I'm so grateful for Jamie, or I'm so grateful for the kids. Something came up. And then in that moment, I was like, Jesus Christ, like, why am I never grateful to myself?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I handing out gratitude to every bloody Tom? I'm so grateful to this person for stopping and letting me through at my trolley. Or I'm so grateful to this person for being nice in an interaction. I'm so grateful for this. And I'm so actually bloody grateful for myself. And then I started thinking about the Soul Sisters. And it's like, do we actually ever stop and say, you know, and it can be hard to say it loud sometimes, but do I ever say, right, I'm going to say it about myself, Jesus Christ, I'm actually so grateful to myself for how I handled my cancer journey and how I turned something so negative into a positive. And I'm actually so grateful that I was able to create a business and have these amazing experiences for me and my family. And I'm so grateful for the person I am, that I'm a people person and I can connect with people like Marianne Williamson and Wim Hof and, you know, people walking down the street and people from every walks of life. Like, when do we ever say thanks to ourselves? And it got me thinking about you. Do you say thanks to yourself for things?
No. No. And I suppose lately it's been brought into sharp focus for me. And what I just keep thinking about, and I think it was you who said it to me on a previous episode, is stop looking forward into what's to come in the next 5 years. You don't know. Look back at what you've achieved.
Yeah.
In the last five and say, wow, isn't it great that you've done this?
But even you, Claire, like if you think about it, the redundancy came and you were back at work before you knew it on the biggest radio station in Europe, one of the best presenters the UK has ever seen as her producer. Like, mm-hmm. That's because of you. It is also because the universe had your back and you're, you know, all of these things. But fundamentally, it is down to who you are and you got yourself that job. So I just think that sometimes we just don't give ourselves enough credit.
Do you know what I heard in my course this week that was so interesting to me and we forget? Colonized people, which of course we were. We fawn and we ensure that others are okay and we deflect because that's what we had to do to survive. That's in our DNA. So as Irish people, we've made it into kind of a laugh and a self-deprecation and actually listen, have a pint. But the pint is the coping mechanism for the pressure of living in a colony and having to be subservient constantly. And there's no doubt in my mind that I am getting at 44 years of age to reckon with what I do and what I bring to the table. But it's hard for me because, and I bet you so many people can relate to this, I come alive in a group. And I'm sure you're the same, Georgie, like in a team, if you're in a, you're batting around ideas and you're like, bing, 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 firing on all creative cylinders. And oftentimes maybe the ideas that you put into the room are then assigned to somebody else, but you don't mind because it's for the good of the group or the good of the family or the good of the project. And then when I sit on my own and I try and plan my own podcast and see a logo in my mind's eye and come up with a name, I have nothing. It's my soul's purpose to do this. But I do not give myself the credit or the time or the creativity to build it.
And, you know, like I think about this all the time because I was the person sitting at my desk for 10 years that wanted to do more, but couldn't because I'd no belief in myself.
Yeah.
Like I had great ideas, but I was like, I could never do that. Mm. Like that's not me. And I think about it all the time, like, where did I get the courage to start the Good Glow? And I think it was because I had nothing else at that point. Like, I was on my knees. And my only option was to believe in myself from that point. Because if I didn't believe in myself when I had those long days of chemotherapy in front of me, like, I would have just died, you know? Not from cancer, but, like, I don't mean I would have actually died, but that's what it felt like, you know, if I didn't get up and fight for myself. And then I think through that fight for myself every day for my health, I loved myself. I finally loved myself. And it was only from a point of truly loving myself that I could take the leap to building something and putting myself out there. Mm-hmm. And I think 7 years later, at certain times, it's like I float away from that belief, and I have to remind myself it's within me, but you have to do the work to really love yourself first. I truly believe that that's where everything starts from.
As you were just describing the cancer journey there, the long days of chemo, suddenly your schedule was empty. You'd nowhere to be. And your soul, your body and your mind were connected as one, and you were able to think about the next right step for me. I have to heal. I have to live. I have to fight. I am.
Yeah, and I'm going for it. You know, I've got that felt like a second chance. And I was like, I'm not going to waste this.
When I interviewed Angela Hartnett lately for the Women's Irish Network in London, people asked her how could she be so sure of herself as a woman in such a man's world? How could she build a restaurant empire as glorious and huge as it is? And she took it back to the death of her father. And her father died when she was in her teens or even younger. And she said that was such a reality check from life, you know, losing somebody like that. She realized that life was in the palm of her hand from an early, early age. And so she was able to be decisive, you know, be courageous, go for it. If you fail, who cares? Just keep, go for it, because some people don't get the chance to do that.
And I think that's why so many people fear the diagnosis. They fear losing someone, you know, even a relationship breakup or just change. Big change. Mm-hmm. Jerry said to me once on an Instagram live, because I would often refer to my cancer as when my life fell apart. And he says, I don't think your life fell apart. I think your life fell together. I think it was apart. And the cancer made your life fall together. And I was like, whoa, that's so deep and true. It's all about how we look at things.
Huge thank you to Colgate for supporting Soul Sisters this season. Did you know Colgate Max White Ultra is the only brand that targets both surface stains and deep stains, making the technology in Ultra even more unique? It's backed by science and dental professionals as a product that actually works, whitening your teeth in just 3 days. Georgie, do you have a reason to smile this week?
I sure do. So, okay. A couple of weeks ago, I told you that I was going to the Institute of Dermatologists to get my skin checked. Now, I found a mole on my back, and for the last month, I've tried to remember how. I just saw it one day, and I would not be the type of person to be looking at my back in a mirror.
Yeah.
But it just came to me. You know the way people say sometimes they wake up in the middle of the night and they put their hand to their breast and they find a lump, or it just came into my consciousness that I had a new mole, found myself making the appointment, going to see Professor Nikki Ralph in the Institute of Dermatologists. found myself going through the skin check and she said this mole needs to be removed.
Whoa.
So this week I'm going to Blackrock Clinic to get this mole removed. Now, you know the way, she was very reassuring about it, but just said, you know, because you're in your 40s, you wouldn't usually get a new mole in your 40s. So we should take it off and check it. So I'm so grateful to her for that. And I'll make sure to keep the Soul Sisters updated. But my reason to smile this week is because I trusted my gut. And I made the appointment that I've been putting off making for years. So to all the Soul Sisters out there, make the appointment you keep putting off. And I always use the Mel Robbins 5 second rule for this. So I say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and I pick up my phone and the appointment is being made before I know it. So a little reminder, two people, check your breasts, get your smear tests, check your skin, because early detection saves lives.
Absolutely. Thank you, Colgate, for helping us and our Soul Sisters feel radiant, confident and empowered in those important life moments when we need to smile like we mean it.
I went to Marianne Williamson's event in Stillorgan last Friday night by myself. It was lovely. I took myself down the road. And so for people who don't know Marianne Williamson, she is a famous author. She is Jerry Hussey's, what would I say, mentor, teacher. Jerry is a big fan. And she also ran for president in the US in 2020 and 2024 for the Democrats. But you might know her best for this quote: our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It's our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? Obviously, I was nervous because I secured a podcast with Marianne Williamson. Okay. We recorded our pod last Friday. I was going off to Wicklow that day and then I was going to her show that night. And what did the universe do? Claire, I couldn't believe it. I was on my way out the door feeling very nervous and Jamie's phone rang and a beautiful lady who had organised the interview for us said, we're just back from the Pat Kenny show. We're sitting in the garden having lunch. It was a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. And Marianne has her lecture in a couple of hours. How would you feel if we asked you to move the podcast to tomorrow? And in that moment, I knew the universe needed me to be at that show before I went to interview her. Now, you, Claire, kindly gave up a couple of hours last week to help me get prepped for this interview.
Yeah.
And just what you set me over was just so amazing. But on top of that, I got to go listen to her speak for 2 hours and then take my little notes and then go out the next day. So anyway, I go out, I go to Ashford in Wicklow, beautiful house. The most amazing people. We totally hit it off. Jane and her husband Peter and Marianne was staying with them. This is a couple in their 60s, 70s. They're amazing. Welcomed me in a beautiful garden. I was like, you're not going to be able to get rid of me now that I know where you live. And Peter said, isn't that what the mafia say, Georgie? So anyway, went in, interviewed her. Guess what we did afterwards? Okay, I'm going to give you three guesses to what me and Marianne Williamson did after our podcast, okay?
Okay.
Number one, we put on rollerblades and rollerbladed around the garden. Number two, we made pizzas from scratch and ate them in the garden. And number three, we ziplined through the garden together.
I mean, the piece is too goddamn obvious, so that's boring. Marianne Williamson put on rollerblades and rollerbladed with you around the garden.
Me and Marianne Williamson ziplined through the garden at 100 miles an hour. And I have it all on video.
So Peter and Jane have a zipline in the garden as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh my God, give me their address.
So we were ziplining and then I was like, seriously, guys, I have to go because I will not leave. So I had the most wonderful, not only conversation, Do you know what, Marianne Williamson, is I asked her something about Donald Trump and the Pope, and her answer, I'm not even going to tell you, I want you to hear this on the podcast for the first time on the Go Glow this summer. Her answer is a lesson in humanity and for all of us to take forward in our lives. So I'm going to leave it at that, and that episode will be coming soon.
If you haven't read Return to Love, do it now and order it if you can on Audible and listen to her voice. It's amazing. Earlier on in this episode, I was talking about Lisa Tully, and I'm sure many of you were like, tell us how we can get her. So if you would like to get in touch with Lisa Tully, please head to animalhealing.ie. And I'm just saying, I want to hear what Pappy has got to say.
Me too.
I'm definitely her favourite. I'd love to know what Pappy thought when she got into bed at me every night for the 9 months that our surrogate mother was pregnant.
Oh,
she's my little pet. Okay, so my recommends, it's Trini London. Trini's here to save our faces. So I was so lucky to get to go to a Trini launch yesterday, and her new product, it's an elixir.
An elixir. Ooh.
And basically, this is a product that goes on after your serum, and it is so light, but it gives you such a beautiful glow, and it's clinically proven to repair and strengthen the skin barrier in 30 minutes. Look at that, Claire.
Oh wow, look at that.
I've just put it on the back of my hand. So Trini basically went and found plants that stand up really, really tall and put the ingredient from those plants into her neck cream, the elevator.
She's amazing. I love her.
She's a genius and an icon of our time. So everyone was talking also about her elevator cream for their neck. It's like the purple one. Okay. At the launch, I'm going to get some because I'm a bit kind of, I have a bit of a saggy neck. yeah, so this is a gorgeous new hero product. And make sure to check it out because it strengthens and restores the skin's vascular network.
Yes, please, Trini London.
Okay, what's your plan for the week?
Well, I know you've got only 1% battery left, so I better say this quickly. I'm going to go and find new food for Vivian, and I'm going to go and let her play in nature. Her love language, I was told, is play. So I'm going to play with her more, and I'm just going to relax actually this week.
Are you?
Mm.
It's Jamie's birthday tomorrow, so I'm off to get him a few little presents and make a big fuss of him tomorrow.
Oh.
And yeah, all will be well.
All will be well. And we hope that all is well with you, Soul Sisters. We're on episode 8. 2 more eps to go after this one. So hope you enjoy it. And I'd love to hear from you if what we've talked about in this episode resonates. So please do get in touch on Instagram.
Yes. And don't forget that Colgate Max White Ultra is half price in Dunn's. So make sure you stock up.